Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, the holidays are just around the corner, and today we want to start talking about how that we as families should start thinking and establish some of these family traditions that will help us capitalize on building and strengthening our families during these special days. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. And Bruce, summer has flown by, and here we are on the verge of the holiday seasons.
You're right, Cap. It certainly has flown, and they're going to be on us before we know it. So we want to be proactive in thinking through some ways we can get ready to use these times to spend time together, to have some fun together, and more importantly, to teach and reinforce some of our family's core values and beliefs during these holidays. And I know that I've had some great ideas and intentions to do with our gang over the holiday seasons in the past, and because I didn't plan early, they never materialized in the hustle and bustle of the proverbial season.
So this comes from personal experience.
Well, more like personal failure. That's a more accurate term.
Well, Bruce, let's get started. Mm-hmm. First up is always that challenging holiday, Halloween. You know, it's only about a month away.
Well, thanks for starting with the easy ones, Cap. The first thing we want to do as parents is to think through and pray through whether or not we want our family to participate in this very overtly non-Christian holiday. And we've talked about that in the past. But, you know, there are some alternative family traditions that we could establish, like going to a community fall festival together as a family, you know, enjoy them making cider, the apples, or maybe go on a pumpkin patch run, you know, let each family member choose a pumpkin to paint and decorate. You get the idea there.
Sure, even like going out to get a Christmas tree on that day.
Yeah, exactly. It's and research shows us that when we spend time together doing events like this, our families are healthier than those families who don't spend time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, make it a fun half-day event and get all the things you need to decorate for fall, the corn and the stalks and all of that. And be sure, too, to make some of the goodies of the season. You know, apple pie, pumpkin pie, ginger snaps. You're getting the idea. McCracken traditions always involve food.
But I was kind of gathering that.
Well, here's another interesting idea that may help install some of our family values into this holiday. And since Halloween collides with the church's All Saints Day, why don't we do some research on who our church denomination's patron saint might be. So if you're Lutheran, it'd be Martin Luther. Or if you're
Methodist, sure, Charles Wesley.
Yeah, Presbyterian, John Knox. And the Mennonites, of course, have Menno Simons. So
sure,
we can find a family-friendly biography, a movie, some coloring books, some activities on this person that we can read and do with our kids at bedtime. And as the kids get older, we can use these times to teach and explain why our church believes the way it does. And not only using the lives and beliefs of our church founders, but our Bibles as well.
Well, Bruce, this is a great idea. You know, so often we really don't know what our spiritual roots are. And in all too many cases, we may not even know if our church still believes the things our founders did.
Boy, isn't that the truth. And, you know, here's a little something else we might want to add to this to make it. It might be a little edgy for some families, but stop and think about and ask your family to nominate an Old Testament saint as the family saint. You know, Moses or a Nehemiah or someone like that. Pick someone who, you know, whose life emulates some of the traits that you and your family want to follow, and then do the same for the New Testament saint.
You know, Bruce, this also gives me an idea. You know, if you as parents decide to let your children participate in trick-or-treating this year, you know, let the kids go out dressed like some of these folks, you know. Imagine the night filled with little Menno Simons or Martin Luther's running around.
I love those little hats. That'd be kind of cool. But, you know, that's a great idea. And we need to remember that family traditions are something that our kids look forward to. It is fun, and they're going to remember for a lifetime going door-to-door as Menno Simons, you know. So hopefully it's something they'll continue with their children as well.
Well, thank you, Bruce. That's enough for today, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas in the coming weeks. Mm-hmm. But I also want you listeners to know that we have a House on the Rock family tradition that takes place every fall, a fun family event. It's the Crow Transportation 6th Annual Car Show on Saturday, October 2nd. So come on out and enjoy some great-looking cars, and of course, everybody loves the burnout competition.
Yes, sir.
Visit our website at pebblesoftruth.com to learn more. And while you're out on the site, talk to us. Feel free to share us some of your family traditions, things that you like to build on in your faith and your family, or even suggest some topics that'd be helpful to you and your family. Just click on that feedback button. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.